Welcome to the Meet the Majors podcast series brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Hope Cook, Associate Professor of Information Systems and Senior from Magnolia, Texas, Stephanie Posey. Welcome.
Well, we're glad to be here.
Good. Tell us about the unique features that the MIS major offers to students.
I think probably one of the best things about our major is all the students say it's very much like a family. So it is a student-led major, and we have a very vital student population, and we do lots of about 3 career development activities with our students each semester. So we very much have a relationship with them. And not only do we recruit them in, but we work on retaining them and having good student life. And then we work on placing them and making sure that they get jobs.
Excellent. Stephanie, what are some characteristics of students who would find themselves being a good fit? And what are some skills that students develop during their time in the MIS major?
Well, to be a good fit in the MIS major, I think people need to be social and willing to put time into the major and have a great relationship with the professors. And some of the skills that you get whenever you're done with being a major is you will have a job, because our professors are very adamant about finding us jobs. You'll be able to talk to people, whether it's a CEO of a company or a new hire, and you'll just be able to go out there and be successful.
Good. Are there opportunities available for students to, say, work with professors on different projects or research opportunities?
Oh, yeah. In fact, through our leadership program, which I think is one of the unique features of the MIS program, mm-hmm. we execute a major research project for a corporation every year. And the project we're current in, our research projects serve, they act to solve real-world problems. So one of the issues in the information systems field is that technology is one of the fastest-growing areas, but very few students major in it. And so we have to work very hard at attracting students. And so the project we're, and then companies have to work very hard to find and hire the students. And so one of the projects we're working on right now is understanding why students choose this major, and then advising companies on how they can improve their recruiting practices so that they're able to attract students into the field.
Well, now, if students don't declare this major, say, prior to starting their freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Oh, yes. In fact, there's very little knowledge of this major coming out of the high school. Most students think that MIS is Excel and Word and PowerPoint. Okay, so usually they'll declare about their sophomore year, and it's an 18-hour major, but you can complete the entire major in 1 year. So if you declared that you wanted to be this major your junior year, you could still graduate within the 4 years. And in fact, what happens is a lot of students will come in thinking they're going to be some other major. They look at the job market and they realize the employment opportunities are pretty dismal in a lot of the majors. And then about their junior year, when they're starting to look for a job, they will end up choosing management information systems.
Mm-hmm. So those are students who have already completed the business core curriculum.
Right? Yes, okay. Yes. But we also get a number of students who start out as pre-med or in engineering or computer science. And then they decide, you know, I still want to help people, but I want a major that's a bit more social. And they'll come over to the business school, and they're also able to finish in 4 years.
Excellent. Are there any particular licenses or certifications required in this field?
Well, in accounting, they have the CPA. Mm-hmm. There are, in this field, currently there's no licenses required, but if you can get some certifications, it will make you more marketable. And you would really get those after you graduate. So Stephanie is going to go for the project management certification because she's going to become a project manager. But you can also get certifications if you wanted to do forensics, computer forensics, you could become a computer information systems auditor, or you could become certified in particular types of technology. Stephanie, you want to add any to that?
Not really. You covered it.
Okay, how can students best prepare for careers related to this major?
I suggest going to all the events. We put on multiple events each year, and at each of these events, we have at least one company there with representatives where you can talk to them, learn about their company, learn about opportunities within the company, and you can kind of compare which ones you want to work for, and then you can go to the career fair in either the fall or the spring and talk to these companies again, and that's actually how I got offered my internship.
And just to note, a lot of our exceptional majors will be offered an internship up to a year, nearly a year before. So that kind of gives you an idea of the demand in this field. Stephanie had secured, she starts her internship in May, and she's had that all wrapped up by like October of last year.
What about some misconceptions? You mentioned Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and that. What are some other misconceptions about the MIS field?
When people think of MIS majors, they kind of think of the Geek Squad from Best Buy. Think of these people who are just nothing but computers. They have no social skills, and they just kind of sit in a dark room and program the whole time. But really, it's not what it's about. You go out and you get to talk to people. You get to solve a company's problem, and you really don't do the same thing every day.
So there's a lot of variety.
Yes, yes. I think a lot of people think this is just programming. I'm going to sit at a computer and program all day. And that's not really what it's all about at all. I mean, you'll do some programming and you'll work with technology some, but it's mostly about using that technology and understanding technology to help a business solve its problems.
Making it more efficient.
More efficient, more effective, and teaching people to use it. So that's the biggest misconception about the major. And a lot of students don't understand the job opportunities here. The National Association of College and Employers, they just came out with a report ranking the best majors to have to get a job. The only major in the business school on that list was Management Information Systems, and we were ranked 10. The other majors came from engineering and computer science. And in fact, the report that from the same institution that came out just a week ago shows that the average salaries for the May 2010 graduates are down from what they were a year ago. In some of the only areas where they are up are in technology related fields. So they showed the average salary for a computer related degree rising to $57,000. Annually, but really, that includes computer science and software engineering. Our average is about $52,000 a year, and that to me, that's a great salary.
Excellent. Are there particular areas of the country, say, where more jobs are available?
I would say Texas's economy is doing just as better than some areas of the country. But technology is used in every functional area, every corporation, so it's kind of spread out everywhere.
Okay. Is there any final advice you'd like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
I would tell them to kind of give MIS a chance and to kind of put it on their radar as an option for a field where they can constantly learn and do different things and impact society and work with people. How about you, Stephanie?
I'd say, like you said, give it a chance. And just because you take a couple of the business core classes and find that MIS class isn't particularly what you want to do, the upper level MIS classes are completely different from the introductory ones. And don't just put it on the back burner because of your initial reaction.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very hands-on major. So if students like designing things and kind of really doing things hands-on, this would be a good major for them to go into. For example, in the fall, we have a new class where they're going to learn how to design applications for the iPhone and the mobile phone. And so it's a very hands-on major where you really get to see the results of what you're doing.
Excellent. And is there a website or contact information for students who are considering this major? And
we do very well with the web, and so we have at the Baylor you can go to MIS. We also have a Facebook group. They can follow us on Twitter, and so there are lots of different places. And that we would be happy to meet with them one on one.
I'd like to thank our guests, Dr. Cook and Stephanie Posey, for joining us today, and thank you for listening to this edition of Baylor Career Counseling's Meet the Majors podcast.